Welcome to the Speak and Get What You Want podcast, where you learn how to communicate like the world's greatest leaders. Okay, welcome to the Speak and Get What You Want podcast. I am here with the great Calvin Corelli, one of the great minds when it comes to marketing, coaching, and building a business. Excited to be with you, Calvin. Excited to jump in to learn a little bit more about what makes you tick. Because Calvin, if we can help people understand what makes you tick, it can help them be extremely successful. Because you thirst for success. Is that, by the way, let me just ask you that real quick before we jump in here. Have you always been driven? Have you always been built like that? I mean,
I would define it differently. So I'm less driven. Well, it depends on how you define success. And I actually have a love-hate relationship with the word success. I don't like that word.
Right.
I like to think of, one of the things that I realize is when I focus on success, there is no energy in that for me. When I focus on success for me is like, you know, money and fame and status and those things. There's no energy there for me. What drives me, what gives me energy is intimacy. I love moments of intimacy and connection with people. And it's my mission, which is waking people up out of the trance in which they're living to the freaking truth, to their truth, to the truth of life, the universe. That's what drives me. That's fun.
I love that. You know what? You know, it's interesting you say that because I've read your book here and it's phenomenal. I love this book, Show Up and Serve. And you talk about it's a guide to help people really grow, specifically their online course, but also their mission, like in life. And I appreciate you defining that success there, because for you, really connecting with people is powerful. And that's what most definitely drives you. But you made a post, and I started off before we hopped on.
I want to just clarify, because the intimacy and connecting with other people, but also, and as important, if not more important, helping people connect with themselves.
Ooh.
Right? That's the piece. Like my dream, my vision is to do a conference of 2,000, 5,000 people. And across the stage is this massive banner that says, welcome home, like home to you. I want to bring you home to you, you home to you, you home to me, me home to me. It's been the fun journey of my life is to actually get home to be me inside of this body, right? In this lifetime. That's the journey.
You know, Calvin, that's interesting you say that, because as you have really helped inspire other people, and you're the CEO and founder of a software company named Simplero, which is an incredible, incredible platform for people to really get their message out there and impact more people, right? There's something about what you said there that really triggered something within me, because we often, the greatest battle that we fight is the battle we fight within ourselves, right? And we're saying all the time, you know what? I discount myself. We say those things that beat ourselves up. You know, Calvin, you know, I have a bunch of kids. My wife and I, we have 9 kids. And Calvin, one of the most offensive things one of my kids can say to me is like, Dad, I'm so stupid. Right? Because I'm like, that's genetically impossible. You know, you're my child. How are you so stupid? Right? And so, but it's that battle that people fight within themselves. So, you know, obviously we talk about communication and how we communicate to other people, but Calvin, I want to double down on that real quickly, because how you communicate to yourself, I mean, because one time, one of the companies that I own was, things were not moving as fast as I wanted them to, right, Calvin? So I came in the house. Right. And Calvin, I came into the house and my wife, Cassie, goes, what's going on? And I go, man, things are not moving as fast as I'd hoped. They're not moving fast. They're not moving fast. And she goes, well, say that a few more times and it'll become a reality, right? Like the way we say things and the way we discount ourselves, but it sounds like that's something very personal to you. Is that something that you personally had to overcome, that inner battle of communication within your own mind?
1,000%. And still to this day, every day, I just, I had a client who posted this morning. So he's been with me for 10 months. I've been coaching him. He's like coming from corporate job in Sweden and stepping into his coaching business, helping other leaders. And his mission is really around, like, he realized that when he was a leader, he was being bullied by his team. He let his team bully him, like, back in school. And so his mission is to help other leaders recognize when they're stuck in that pattern and break free of it. And so after 10 months, he made his first sale. And he's like, on the one hand, I'm like, yeah, I made a sale. On the second hand, he's like, 10 months. And that's like my first sale. Like, what? And I know that voice so much where we discount our success because we're like, oh, but that's not that impressive. It's not that good. And so we walk through life feeling like one long stream of unsuccessfulness, right? Mm. And even the milestones that are there, we don't celebrate because we discount them. It's not good enough. It's not enough. And oh my God, have I done that so much. It's like a kid wobbling, trying to take their first step, and then they fall down and they fall down. And like, yeah, oh my God, what is this taking you so long? Come on. And then like, finally that baby takes their first step and you're like, finally, that was about to lose. I mean, what kind of a way, but that's how we treat ourselves, right?
Totally, God. Totally. And so how do you, first of all, is acknowledging it. I know we say that a lot, Calvin, acknowledging it's the first step, but like, how have you been able to celebrate within yourself and truly celebrate, not fake it, you know, like, oh, awesome, great. You know, I wanted 5 clients and now I got 1. How do you truly celebrate that 1 victory, you know, as opposed to just discounting it?
There's 2 voices in your head. There's the voice that's like, yeah. And then there's the voice that says, come on, that's nothing. Or look at all these people in comparison and like, it should have been faster. One voice is is the voice of truth, the reality. I made a sale. It feels awesome. The other voice is a voice that's lying. And that what you notice is that when you believe one voice, you feel good. When you believe the other one, you feel like crap. So which do you choose? Both have truth to them. You made the sale and it took 10 months. Both are true, objectively true statements. But one makes you feel good. The other one makes you feel like crap. Which are you going to pick?
Right, right. So how do you focus on that? What do you teach? How do you coach people to do that when it's been perhaps ingrained? Now, yesterday, I mentioned to you yesterday that your Facebook post was really inspiring. And so everyone listening,
what was it? I want to know. I'm curious.
Well, you were talking about how you had just began to step up and speak. It started off with you saying, I'm surprised at how much I have to say once I start speaking, right? Mm-hmm. Once you start speaking, my dad would take everything personal. My mom would easily get hurt. And when she did, my dad would reprimand me for making my mom upset. So nobody listened to how I was feeling. One vivid memory was the time my brother and his friend were teasing me. It really hurt. And I had no skills managing my emotions because you didn't. Now, when you say managing your emotions, Calvin, I certainly don't want to put words in your mouth, but I want to say managing your communication either, because you had these emotions and you didn't know how to communicate or articulate how you felt, you know? And so, and then, so you hit the piano and so.
It was like a pair of scissors around, it was like, toy thing, and I grabbed them and just threw them through the room, right? And it hit the piano, made this mark in the piano, and then the entire drama was about me damaging the piano and how I could have hurt someone in the process.
Interesting.
And I was like, I'm in pain over here. These kids have been on my you know, busting my for like a 30 minutes or however long it was, and I was like, I was feeling so miserable, and nobody was seeing that. Nobody's seeing my pain.
Right.
And yeah, what I learned was don't speak up about your pain. Don't speak up about your feelings. Don't speak up about like your boundaries, your needs, anything. Just suck it up.
And you know, that's interesting you say that, because when I wrote the book, Speak and Get What You Want, when TK and I wrote that book, my wife's like, you should have said speak up and get what you want. Right. Because you're saying here in this Facebook post, like, when I start to speak, I feel like I have the freedom to speak, but so much within me holds me back. Now, whether it's the experiences you've had or even your client from Sweden, you know, they've had experiences that damage our ability to communicate.
Yeah.
And it just really impacts you, not only what you can do right now, but in your future. So, mm-hmm. so I'm going to go back to that. Calvin, how have you been able to overcome that? You gave us the great example of the two voices inside your head, and one you're really listening to, and too often people navigate towards that negative voice. But how have you been able to stick to the positive? Because, Calvin, I look at the fruits of your labor. I look at the incredible software platform you've built in Simplero. I read the book that you've published. You know, there's so much good you've done that you've obviously had to navigate yourself away from that negative voice. What have you done personally that's been able to straighten the communication within your head to get you to the incredibly successful, I'm going to say successful, place that you're now?
Yeah. What I've done is question the underlying beliefs. So when you have that voice that say, oh, but it took 10 months, there's an underlying judgment there that says it should have happened faster. It should have happened sooner. That's the thought. You want to identify what is that underlying sponsoring thought, if you will. What is that thought? And then question that. Is it true that I shouldn't have done it sooner or faster? Can I absolutely know that that's true? And once you realize truthfully in your heart, no, I can't know that. Hmm. But when I believe it, I feel like, and when I, if I couldn't think it, I would actually feel good. You can start to let go of it, or the thought starts to let go of you. It's not about forcing anything. It's not about like, oh, try to push that thought of mine. That doesn't work. Don't think of an elephant. Boom, you're thinking about an elephant, right? You can't do that.
Right.
What you can't do is recognize that it's not true, and then it starts to let go of you. And I recognize that in my own life, because like I watched, we're at like 5 million annual revenue in Simplero, and we have other players in the space that are, you know, doing hundreds of millions of, or over $100 million in, that started around the same time as us or later than we did. And they're making a lot more money. And when I can choose to look at it from a place of like, oh my God, and how like I am a loser, I'm a failure, I haven't blah, 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 they've done so much better, all that stuff. Comparison, right? Mm. It's always garbage. Like don't listen to comparison. You can use it to learn, but don't listen to that voice that says that you should like all that stuff. No, but when I really reflect on it, and this is truthfully, I am so glad that I'm not yet at $100 million in annual recurring revenue. And I'll tell you why. Because the truth is that I am not living my calling. I'm not out there speaking my truth yet. I'm just getting there. It's like literally the theme of this week, the past week, like in the past 2-3 weeks, I've really felt like I'm freaking coming online. I'm coming into myself business-wise. It's really recent where it's been a wobbling thing for me. I've known like instinctively, intuitively felt like it was what that calling was what cost me to create Simplero 15 years ago.
Right.
But then there's all this wobbling, like who am I to, and maybe I'm wrong and I should, and the money and the business and the marketing and like sale, like I got to do all these things. And like, and I just forgotten about my calling over and over and over again. And I've held back of like not really speaking. Then during COVID and after Trump, I started very vocal politically, and especially during COVID, because like what was happening was so obviously insane to me, but people got so emotional about it. If you pushed back on anything and like if you referred to official data, they would be like, trust the science, like, oh, it's like garbage. So I got a little bit taken back by that, a little bit nervous. And so it wasn't until a few weeks ago that I just really kind of just ripped the Band-Aid off. I'm like, I'm just going to speak my truth. Hmm. I believe that one of the things that I'm here to do is to challenge all misrepresentations of truth in the world. And so that's what I'm here to do. Gotta speak about it, right? And so, however, so back to the 100 million, if we were at $100 million in revenue now, I probably wouldn't have that level of drive and incentive to get into my calling. I might get lost in, well, business is good, and we got a nice house, and it's looking great, blah, 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 all that stuff, and kind of get enrolled in the trappings of life. And it's a lot harder when your company is at that size and you have 200, 300 employees and whatnot, to then all of a sudden start to be really clear in your truth, because it's going to alienate some folks, right? They're going to be right. People like, yeah, I'm with you on that mission and that movement. And there are going to be others who are not. I'm so glad that I'm not there, because now is the perfect time for me to just step into that lane and just really own who I am, what I'm here to do, my calling, my mission, speak up about it. And like, those who people who are going to fall away, let them fall away. And those people who are with me, let them be with me. I have nothing to lose.
Wow. And you bring up two very powerful things there, Calvin. The first one is that comparison piece that you started off with that I think is so powerful. Because let me tell you this, the impact Simplero has had in the lives of so many people is very different than the impact of some of those, say, $100 or $200 million companies have had. And what I mean by that is the Simplero family is a very tight community. It's a great, great community that's kind of lost sometimes when we get to those larger numbers. Now, it's not to say those larger numbers are bad or it should be here, but the reality is it aligns with who you are, Calvin. So quit comparing and having that garbage communication in your mind, but rather embrace it and say, okay, it's enabled me and allowed me now to speak the voice that I have. Because I'll tell you this, I was back at a large conference with one of these very large software companies, and freedom of speech is certainly not one of their core values. But the point is, you're now in a position where you can impact so many and inspire so many, because too many people have had the experience of your Swedish client where he's feeling like, man, I have so much to offer, but I've been weighed down for so long by these experiences. Now I'm going to go help other people. Now I'm going to impact other people.
Yeah. So yeah. I had one of my team members today, when we were talking about this, he was like he spoke to this exactly. And he was like, one of the things that I love about working with this company is that we have that very authentic, very real, intimate relationship with our clients, with our members.
Right.
And like, most big companies don't have that, or they lose that. And like, you know, yeah, let's grow, but I just hope we won't ever lose that. I'm like, I promise you, we will never freaking lose that, because that's who we are. That's what we're about. And for me, I care a lot less about the I have zero motivation in money, like literally zero, like 100 million, whatever, billion. I don't care. I really don't care. I care about the feeling that we have on the team with our members, with our clients, like the impact that we have on their lives and the relationship we have with them. That's what moves me and motivates me. So will we get to 100 million? Who knows? I think we'll get way beyond, because I think the world is hungry for this. And I'm inspired by a guy like Elon Musk. Like, a lot of people love him, a lot of people hate him. I'm floored by what he's doing, because he is a prime example of someone who's very, very mission-driven, calling-driven, like multi-planetary species, free speech. And he puts his money where his mouth is, and he creates a ton of problems for himself. It sure isn't the simplest way to make money that he's picked, right? Like, right. He's making enemies of the deep state and everybody, and like, that profits from all the disease, the corruption and dysfunction that is in the system right now. And they're getting on his back, and he chooses to do it anyway. And he's still the richest freaking person on the planet. Like, you know, you can follow your calling and you can still make a good money, but don't freaking do it for the money.
But also you mentioned just be authentic, be who you are. And when you're consistent with who you are, people will embrace you. The people that you want to embrace you will embrace you, right? Yeah. Rather than, exactly. You know what, don't worry about having that fake communication when in reality, yeah. Calvin, you are Calvin. You show up a certain way. And as your book says, you show up and serve. That's who you are. I'm going to help people and I'm going to make their lives better. That's my goal. And I love that. I love that that's how you're wired. I love that's what drives you. But too many people get caught in what you've referenced earlier, that Instagram world where they're checking and seeing what other people are doing. But Calvin, you and I know this. We've swam in a lot of the same waters with some heavy, what people would consider extremely successful influencers. And what the reality is, and I've sat down in the back room with some of these influencers, peeled back the onion a little or peeled back the curtain a little bit, and there are a lot of layers to that onion, and it's not as pretty as sometimes people think, right? They think that, oh my goodness. And so that's why I love you started this podcast with really challenging the word success, because sometimes we look at that individual and we're like, oh my goodness, they're so successful. Yeah. And then you sit down with them and it's like, oh my goodness, they're a miserable person.
Yeah. Right. And what is success? Right. What is success? As a kid, I thought my mom and my dad would always be like, well, this person's successful, that person's successful. I had an experience in my mom's garden, maybe 10 years ago, where some of her family from Canada were visiting, and she talked about, she wrote this book, and my mom is like, well, is the book very successful? And the family member who wrote the book was like, well, what is success to you? Like, I wrote the book and I'm really proud of it. Right. That's success for me. And that, I was like, it started to rewire my brain around this. And because success has always been this burden. It's like, oh, I got to be successful. Otherwise, I'm not worthy as a human being. And then I redefined success to mean, well, I achieved what I set out to. And that felt better, but it's still not good, because think about what that does. It means that you set a goal and now you're unsuccessful. Mm. And you're unsuccessful, 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 unsuccessful. Now you hit the goal. Now you're successful. But how long till you set the next goal? Right? 10 seconds you celebrate, and then you set another goal. So you get to live your entire life being unsuccessful. How cool is that? It sucks. So the definition that I use now, I got from a coach of mine named Larry Yatch, former Navy SEAL, which is success is an optimized daily experience sustainable over time. Success is an optimized daily experience sustainable over time. So my daily experience is one that I enjoy, I like, it's a good optimal experience. And it's one that's sustainable, right? It's not burn your candle in both ends and just you run into the ground. No, it's I take care of my health, and my relationships, my love, I do work that I find compelling and interesting. I don't push off living life to some date in the future. I create feelings of success for me. And I think the purpose of a company is to create feelings of success for you as the owner, as the founder, for your team members, and for your clients. That's what we do.
Okay, now I really want to double click on that and emphasize this as people are listening to this podcast and they're thinking to themselves, what can I take away? Calvin, that's one absolute truth that they need to take away. And that is, well, it's rather a question. How am I creating feelings of success for the people I am around, the people that are on my team, the company I'm running? How am I creating feelings of success? Because Calvin, when I've consulted with a significant number of companies, one underlying challenge they all have is it's never enough, right? Exactly. The sales team gets discouraged because, oh my goodness, they're like, yes, we had a historic May. And then June 1st comes.
Exactly.
And it's like, They're not creating. And I love that you said that. And that is game. That statement is game changing for everyone listening, that creating feelings of success, right? Mm-hmm. And so, and it starts with you at the top as a leader. And you know, Calvin, you've probably heard me say this, but people match your energy. People match your energy. And I say in 3 minutes or less, some people will say in 3 seconds or less, but they match your energy. So if you're creating those feelings of success, it mm-hmm. will breed success amongst others as well.
Yes, exactly. And seeing success as a feeling, not a state, right? It's about feeling successful.
Right.
Whatever.
Right.
How does that feel? And you know what? I was thinking, because you have a background in sales, one of the things I realized that's complete mind bender for me, and it just landed today. So just sharing this live as I was coaching some of my coaching clients, I was like, the trick to sales is not to sell them on your product or your service or your offer, but to sell them on your mission, on your belief. Like, so I'll tell you, so the client I have, her name is Lucinda. She's an older lady. She's a former doctor physician, and she helps older ladies, women with their sleep. And today she was fired up more than usual because she realized what she's really passionate about is getting them off of their sleep meds, because the sleep meds are, they're taking chemicals. It's not actually giving their bodies the rest and the regeneration that they need. And it's causing senility. It's causing dementia in them over time. So it's like a silent killer. And the doctors are just prescribing meds for these people, like they're doing for everybody, instead of addressing the underlying issues. You can't be with yourself. You're with your own mind. That's why you can't sleep. So that is a wrong that she wants to right that she's fired up about. And when she gets on a sales conversation with a potential client, instead of selling them on, here's my program and buy that, sell her them on, your sleep meds are destroying you, right? Once you make that sale, A, you don't care if they buy or not because you've changed their life. And B, they're right. probably going to buy.
Right.
All right.
That's huge. That's huge. Because what happens, what you're doing by illustrating it that way, Calvin, is they see how they win. So when your client is saying your life is going to get better, your life is going to get better when you jump on this mission, when you jump on this ship that's taking you to this destination, they see like, oh my goodness. I'm going to win. I'm going to win. And this is exciting for me. That's a great example. I love that. I just want to add, just emphasize one other point that you made, Calvin. I was listening, there was a religious leader, Elder Dieter Uthdorf from Germany, who said, when I go on a bike ride with my wife, I'm not focused on the end of the bike ride. I'm focused on the journey of spending time with my wife through riding, you know, this bike through Germany or wherever he's at, right? It's like, how many of us, like when he said that, I was like, well, of course, duh. But yet I approach life, we all approach life sometimes like getting on the bike ride. Okay, let's go, honey. Well, what aren't we going to look at the flower? Are we going to, no. The destination. So you go back to your aunt's experience. Well, how many books have you sold? How successful is it? I'm on this bike ride in this journey, and I actually stopped for a second and smelled these flowers. It's been a beautiful experience, right? Yeah. And we get so caught up on that finish line that we don't really have the joy in the journey that we could possibly have. So I love that. Oh my goodness, Calvin, so many phenomenal takeaways from what you've just shared with us. Now, Calvin, if they want to get more takeaways from you, Corelli website?
Actually, the best place right now is my Instagram. That's where I was most active. So Calvin Corelli on Instagram. I wanted to add one thing, Chad, if I may.
Absolutely.
I've been thinking so much about this. Over the past many years, I've invested so much money in courses and coaching programs and masterminds and all of this education. And it hasn't moved the needle that much for me. And I'm realizing that like all this time, I've just been running from my purpose, from my calling, from this mission, right? That I've been caught up in like onboarding experience or adding features or like sales or hiring the right team and all this stuff, which is good, but the unlock is me being in my calling. Like if we as entrepreneurs are not living our calling, what are we doing? Right? We're climbing a ladder that's easier and like, you know, safer or whatever, but like, it's not, as like the saying, you know, a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what it's made for. Right.
Right.
We're not made for the easy stuff. We're made to live our freaking calling. And so I was thinking, so I'm really excited about this. I've been thinking about, I have my coaching program, Simplero Academy, and I'm reshaping that now to be centered around that idea of the calling. It's like, what is the coaching program that I wish I had had? So it's like, start by getting really clear on what does your calling look like? What does your movement look like? What is the right, what is the wrong that you want to write in the world? What's your freaking mission? What are the blind spots of the obstacles that you keep coming up against? You know what they are. Let's list them out so we know it. And then let's create a community where we hold each other accountable to that higher mission and that higher purpose. Because I don't know about you, but holy crap, have I just got let myself get distracted over and over and over again. And then I have a wake up call. I'm like, oh my God, last fall I went to the cardiologist because my heart was like being a little weird. And I thought something's not quite right. Let me go get a check. Then he looked at it and there was like everything in back green except an EKG that showed something, but he didn't really know what it was and they wanted to do a bunch of more tests. And it was clear to me, he doesn't know what he's talking about. Like doctors don't know health. They do. They really don't. They know how to prescribe stuff. They don't really know health. So I stopped that path and I was like, what is this trying to tell me? It's telling me I'm not following my freaking heart. Like I was so focused on the software and I like, if I'm about to die, the legacy I want to leave is not software. I love software. I've been using software my entire life, right. But it's not my legacy. Right. My legacy is bringing people home to themselves at scale. That's what I want to freaking do. And yet I let myself get distracted again. And again, and again, and again, and again. So I just want to create the structure for myself and for other people who are on this journey as well to say, all right, let's just map it out so it's super clear. And so we help each other, we support each other in staying true to that calling, that mission.
I love that, Calvin. And that's Simplero Academy?
That is Simplero Academy, yes.
Oh, that is phenomenal. Because the reality is we talk about speak and get what you want, right? But the reality is you got distracted because you weren't clear on the message within your own mind. You weren't clear in the communication in your own mind. So you were thinking, oh, okay, that'll work. Wait, that'll work. Wait, So having that clarity. Awesome. Yeah. Calvin. Yeah. Incredible insights. Love being with you. So excited to see your mission continue.
Yeah, man, it's always so good to be with you. Like you said, like your energy is just contagious. Always is, always has been. It's such a pleasure to be in your company, man. I really appreciate you. Thanks for having me on here. And yeah, go to my Instagram, folks, Calvin Carolli on Instagram. Send me a DM that you came from Speak and Get What You Want podcast with Chad. And then I want to leave you with something. So I actually have a book that I wrote a couple of years ago. So if you DM me the word purpose, I'll send you a copy of that book that I wrote on finding your life's work is what I call it. So it's not clear at this point. There's the best stuff I know about how to get in tune with your life's work. So I'll send that to you. DM me purpose.
Appreciate that, Calvin. Awesome. Have an amazing afternoon, everyone. Take care, Calvin.
All right. Thanks, brother.